All right, Roger, one of the chief things I wanted to get you on about today was these claims that Iran's trying to kill Trump. I predicted days after they tried to kill him on the 13th they would do that. They then put the story out. Nobody bought it. Now they've made this arrest of this Pakistani national supposedly trying to organize people to kill Trump and others. This looks very clear to me that they're trying to set up a new attempt, the deep state is. And they want this as the cover, and Trump kind of fell into the trap with the Truth Social post that if he's killed, blow up Iran. I want Trump to dig his own grave here. We got 4 minutes to break. You've got the floor to break this down.
Yeah, Alex, this is very, very, very disturbing. The first thing is a Fox story that says that the FBI comes out publicly and says that the Iranians are seeking to infiltrate and disrupt Donald Trump's campaign. Didn't get much coverage, but it was a marker. Then, of course, is the attempt on Trump's life in Butler, Pennsylvania, where through the grace of God, he survives by turning his head at exactly the right moment. And we find more and more about the fact that it appears that Secret Service stood down. 2 days later, we hear of an Iranian plot to kill Trump, which to me is deeply disturbing. And then that's followed by the charges against this Pakistani national claiming that he was planning to assassinate Trump and others. My fear is kind of obvious, that these are all being set up as a pretext for another attack on Trump. We've talked on your show about how a number of Christian prophets, some that you found out about, others I learned about, predict exactly that. So if there was ever a time that we needed to be praying for the safety of Donald Trump, as God has preserved his life so far, and I think we'll continue to do so, but if there was ever a time for prayer, that time would be now. The entire public relations operation of the deep state is trying to set up Iran as the bad guy here, so that if something happens to Trump, well, they can conveniently blame the Iranians. By the way, it's interesting. Lyndon Johnson tried to blame the Russians and the Cubans for the murder of John F. Kennedy, when in fact, neither one of them had anything whatsoever to do with John Kennedy's death.
Well, exactly, Roger. And to show how clear this is, I said on the 13th, 14th, and 15th, and then said the next day, on the 16th, that Iranians may be involved, and then they bring it back out again and now made these arrests. This looks to me like very clear cover right after Trump says last week, if I get killed and it's Iran, blow Iran up. And I'm not trying to criticize Trump, but he kind of is walking into their trap right there. To me, this is very obvious to the point of I predicted it before it happened.
Well, and also it's an attempt to immunize themselves from the criticism that they're not on top of it, that they're not sufficiently guaranteeing the president's safety. So they indict this guy to kind of reassure people that, no, we are doing the job. I think it had that effect as well. Look, I don't trust anything they say based on their track record, and I still believe prayer is our best course right now.
I totally agree with you. StoneZone.com, you host your own shows. What time are those shows, Roger?
8 o'clock tonight on Rumble, the Stone Zone on Rumble. Check us out, 8 o'clock Eastern, the Stone Zone. We have a great, great show today with J.C. Hawkins. Talked to us about the history of the deep state and comparing the assassinations of James Forrestal, Secretary of Defense, Joe McCarthy, John F. Kennedy, with the murder of or the attempted murder of Donald J. Trump.
Well, not just going back to Butler, which I get why Trump's doing it, very dangerous, but he's doing it. He needs to come out, and the Secret Service clearly stood down. There's a consensus. We know that he needs to get on the offense and let them know that if they do it, he's not going to blame the Iranians, because that's a very dangerous thing that happened. Roger Stone, thank you so much.
Great to be with you, Alex. Let's hope the president sees this show.
Yes, sir. All right, there goes Roger Stone back in 60 seconds with Max Kaiser on the economy, Bitcoin, and more. Stay with us. A limited edition, exclusive, InfoWars proprietary, 24-karat, .999 pure gold collectible is now available. In this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art, This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Get on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space.
We're going to Max Kaiser on all the big political developments. Bitcoin, Trump, the assassination attempt, everything in this hour. But I'm going to spend a few minutes here reminding you, it takes money to win a war. Plus, we've got great products you need. So I need you to go to DrJonesNaturals.com for the next level foundational energy that's selling out. It's unlike any other energy system out there. It is a stimulant, but it has a massive effect, but no letdown. And all the nano silver products, DrJonesNaturals.com. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Nitric Boost and get the Turmeric 95, InfoWars MD. These are amazing, game-changing products, and you have to make the decision to fund us in this fight. We can't do it without you. I'm asking humbly. Get these great products. Empower yourself. The ashwagandha gummies, the nerve review, the good night's sleep, the joint relief max, great natural painkiller, the prostate support. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD banner. And you can also go to DrJonesNaturals.com for all the nano silver products, colloidal silver. It's all there. I cannot do it without you. I need your support. Plus, these are great products. Make the decision out of it. I know there's all this media and all this entertainment, all this stuff, but we're the tip of the spear. But we cannot do without you. DrJonesNaturals.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Here's a quick clip on Dr. Jones Naturals, and we'll go to Max Kaiser.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars MD. Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. It's all there. InfoWars MD. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Couldn't get Max Kaiser on at a better time. What a great geopolitical strategist. Been interviewing Max for at least 20 years. He was a top stockbroker decades ago. He's a Bitcoin master. And we've got Trump just a week or so ago at the Bitcoin conference in Nashville saying, I'm going to do a strategic reserve of Bitcoin. Sure, Bitcoin went down. Everything went down in this big sell-off. But with Trump getting in, what would happen to that? You have Bukele, where he lives down in El Salvador, in 3 years turning everything around. We are going to go over all of it with the mighty Max Kaiser in the next 50 minutes. But Max, as a geopolitical analyst, we'll cover Bitcoin. We'll cover everything you want to get to. But first, the attempted assassination of Trump, Israel escalation and with Iran. How would you describe this time we're in? And what would your advice be to Trump? And what would have happened if Trump got killed? I mean, people need to understand the danger zone we're in. So just your response to the Trump assassination attempt, back on July 13th, you know, now almost a month ago, and where you see this going.
I was totally shocked by the July 13th assassination attempt. And I, as a media person, I was shocked that they had some Pulitzer Prize winning photographers that had never gone to a Trump rally before waiting there on stage to take the photos of his splattered brains and to get that on the news wires as quickly as possible to shock America into accepting this agenda.
That is so key because they hadn't covered in a year any of his rallies live. You're right. They had all these reporters there and they were all covering on every channel. Wow, that's a big piece of evidence.
Yeah, and they were it was a setup as a photo op in that regard, and they wanted they wanted to create, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder by flashing that photo of Trump head exploding on the air for 24 hours a day for weeks on end, like 9/11 put those towers collapsing. Everyone had PTSD for weeks, if not months afterward, just watching the image over and over again. And that image would be playing still to this day, every day, all day. And this would provide, as everyone is in shock, cover to bring in all kinds of political hijinks. And obviously you've seen a coup in the Democratic Party. You've got Kamala Harris that's been selected and is now running for president, and her running mate is a arch communist. And that's the game plan, is to go into a communist dictatorial style government in the United States.
But you just said it perfectly. They wanted to blow his head off to demoralize and trigger a civil war. We have Jamie Raskin saying their only plan is civil war now. How is it going for the globalist faction? What do you think is going to unfold now?
Well, for those who pray to God, I think, well, let's pray harder. Because I think that's the only thing that stands between the U.S. and outright tyranny at this point would be the God as he intervened on July 13th. I really do believe that that 5/100th of a second difference between life and death for Trump on that date was divine intervention. And that's what we have to rely on. And throughout history, sometimes that's the only thing you have to rely on, and sometimes it works. And I think the U.S. is on the precipice now of being completely obliterated by this nefarious political global entity, or the globalists, as you call them, who essentially, it gets down to this, Alex, and it ties into what I've been talking to you about for 20 years, you know, the corruption in the central banks and the banks. So the global Ponzi scheme is really running out of steam. And so to dovetail into, like, looking at the banks a little bit here, last week they had a huge story about the yen carry trade. You know, this is something that was suddenly and on everyone's lips. It's something I've talked about for many years. I've talked to you on your show about it. What is the yen carry trade? And it just speaks to the nature of the global central banking system, which has never been more leveraged and never been more fragile. And they are in a position where they have to either print and, you know, $30-40 trillion worth of more fiat paper to bail out these banks. Or if they go into a situation where they let the banks fail, then that definitely will precipitate complete social unrest. And then they want to be able to deal with that. I noticed last week, the only stock price that was up during that flash crash in the market was Raytheon. You know, the defense contractors, of course, are going to make out like bandits in any kind of situation like this. But it all goes back to what happens when an economy like the United States or other economies around the world, they forsake hard money and real money and real accountability and real accounting, and they rely on money printing. And the money printing is always in the hands of the worst parts of society. And you have the worst people in charge of the money printers. It's called, technically, it's called a kakistocracy, ruled by the worst amongst us. It's worse than even a kleptocracy. And this is the problem, is that the people with the worst intentions are the ones with the greatest control over the money printing, and they're doing the worst possible things they can do.
And Bukele shows that with real leadership, they can instantly turn things around.
Yeah, Bukele is really the new shining city on a hill. El Salvador is coming out of the fourth turning. El Salvador was in a 40-year bear market. They went through a civil war. They went through the gang war. And they really are really what America should be aspiring to. They also put Bitcoin as a strategic reserves on the state's balance sheet, and they made Bitcoin legal tender. And it's ironic that now Trump is now saying, we want to put Bitcoin on our
balance. That was my next question.
Here.
So stay there. Let's play the club. This is Trump, okay, on making Bitcoin a strategic reserve. This is amazing. Here it is. This is what Max was calling for on the show a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 months ago. He said Trump, if he's elected, you know, I don't know if you remember he said this, Trump should follow Bukele and he should make it a strategic national reserve. Here it is.
Americans do not realize that the United States government is among the largest holders of Bitcoin. Does anyone know that? How about that? The federal government is almost 210,000 Bitcoin, or 1% of the total supply that will ever exist. But for too long, our government has violated the cardinal rule that every Bitcoiner knows by heart. Never sell your Bitcoin, right? That's right, isn't it, huh? That's right. How did I figure that one? Never sell your Bitcoin. And so, as the final part of my plan today, I am announcing that if I am elected, it will be the policy of my administration, United States of America, to keep 100% of all the Bitcoin the U.S. government currently holds or acquires into the future. We'll keep 100%. I hope you do well, please. This will serve, in effect, as the core of the strategic national Bitcoin stockpile. As you know,
Max Keiser, is that not a direct threat on the private central banks, what he just did? Is that not a total declaration of war?
Totally. You know, absolutely. Now, to put this in a context, on your show, going back to 2019, I coined the term global hash war. And at that time, people were saying, well, what if governments ban Bitcoin? What if, and I said, no, the opposite is going to happen. Governments are going to embrace it and they're going to want to put it on their reserves. And in fact, they're going to be competitively trying to do so. And this is part of the game theory built into Bitcoin. And now the United States is entering into the global hash war. The El Salvador is already leading the global hash war. And other countries like Argentina and others are waking up to the fact that it's like, let me put this into really the context here for you, Alex. It's like when gunpowder came around. When gunpowder came around, the countries that adopted gunpowder stayed in the game. But those who did not got eaten by the countries that had gunpowder. Like, if you don't have Bitcoin on your strategic reserve as a country, you're going to fade away, you're going to disappear or be gobbled up by the countries
sure,
that do
like
have
Nobel
Bitcoin.
Sure, it's like Nobel invented dynamite. Same thing.
Exactly right. So Bitcoin is to money what dynamite or gunpowder is to warfare. It's perfect money, and everything else, as I say, goes to zero against Bitcoin. So Trump, anyway, he made this announcement, and of course, the Bitcoin audience is very excited by it. But it is a direct threat to the central banks because the central banks are empowered by the fact that they can print infinite quantities of paper money without any accountability, and then use that paper money to influence policy and direction of the economy in ways that benefit them. And with Bitcoin, of course, you can't print it. It's impossible to counterfeit Bitcoin. It's a fixed supply, and the value continues to increase relative to everything else out there. And so this is becoming, as I've said on your show for years, that keep an eye on Bitcoin because it's going to become the defining economic characteristic of the 21st century. And sure enough, we're seeing that play out. And the other thing that Trump said, which about El Salvador, is he made a misstatement of fact, saying that El Salvador was dumping criminals in the U.S. And he has since walked that statement back after a lot of us Bitcoiners got in touch with his people and said, yo, dude, you're absolutely wrong about that. So he corrected himself on that. So I appreciate his ability to stay up to date on what's
sure.
really happening.
Sure, sure. So only back in Bitcoin, level. But larger picture, did Buffett know Japan was going to have the problem, or did he trigger the problem selling 55% of Apple stock last Friday?
He's got a huge position in Apple, obviously. I think there's two things going on there. Number one is that Warren Buffett has a very longstanding ratio of economic indicators that he has used to determine whether he should be in or out of the stock market based on valuation and price to sales and things like that. And so those valuations were triggered and he's lightening up on stocks. And number two, he's also going to be passing the baton onto his successor. And the word I'm getting is that he wants to hand them a lot of cash so they can they can manage Berkshire Hathaway in their own image without having the burden of having to deal with his portfolio that he built up over the years. So he's raising cash for his successors. But he now has $260 billion in dollars, a quarter trillion of dollars. But, you know, all those dollars are losing purchasing power against Bitcoin. And it's a shock and a shame that Warren Buffett doesn't own any Bitcoin on Berkshire Hathaway. Unlike Michael Saylor at MicroStrategy, that was a $2 billion company just 2 years ago. It's now pushing to be a $40 billion company by the simple act of putting his cash into Bitcoin and then selling debt cheaply and putting more Bitcoin on his balance sheet. What the United States should do, and what El Salvador is in the process of doing, is selling government debt to buy more Bitcoin and ratcheting up into a bigger and bigger Bitcoin position. And that's the global hash war and the conversion of the fiat money world into Bitcoin. Ultimately, this is the savior that'll help the global economy. You know, Trump and Senator Cynthia Lummis talks about how Bitcoin will help America get rid of their $32 trillion worth of debt. I mean, this is how you do it. You have to leverage your way out of your debt hole by using cheap interest rates to sell.
Well, there's no doubt Bitcoin's not going to be stopped now. So larger picture, where is the global economy right now? What do you expect to happen?
The global economy, okay, to get back to the yen carry trade for a second. So what people don't understand in the last 20 years, I mean, they understand how leverage works. They understand how the derivatives market is just more leverage on top of leverage. That's what a derivative is. It derives its value from another contract that derives its value from a third contract, and they're all debt. So you have a layer cake of debt. And so the global economy is $300 trillion in debt, and it's the highest debt level it's ever been in. And so what's happening now is that at the foundational level of the global debt pyramid has always been the Japanese yen, because the Japanese yen, starting in 1989, went into recession and their interest rates started to get really cheap, but they had a lot of cash there due to this enormous pension money of the state. And that was always the source of ultimately all of the repackaging and refinancing of all the global debt for 30 years. This has been going on. But finally, the yen is getting to the point where the Japanese government has to defend the yen from crashing. So they're raising interest rates. And this effectively is calling time on the global Ponzi scheme. The last week, we saw a huge sell-off as the yen was increased. The interest rates were raised slightly. And now today they came out and the Japanese government has decided that they're going to try to inject a whole nother layer of free cash debt to stop that Ponzi scheme from exploding. And so the markets bounced. But I think we're at the very last inning of this 30-year global debt Ponzi scheme based on the Japanese yen carry trade. We made a film about it for Al Jazeera, you know, 15 years ago about the yen carry trade. So this has been building in the system now for 15, 20 years. And like any system where it becomes ultimately overly leveraged, it gets to a point where you have systemic collapse. And so the 2008 collapse, which was enormous, this is now going to be the 2024, 2025 collapse, which would be much bigger because it'll be...
No, I totally agree. So let me ask you this. How is the establishment going to respond versus how we should respond? Because we have the FDIC report video last year where they said bail-ins are coming. We'll play that clip. Yeah. I mean, clearly they want to create a unified ledger, make everybody give up their assets, put it in a big pool. You'll own nothing. You'll be happy. That's their plan. In fact, let's play that FDIC clip. Here it is.
Okay. There are some market tests of whether you're being heard. And I think about TLAC. So TLAC should respond to good and bad news about the institutions. And it's really important. I mean, it's a little bit conflicted, right? I mean, it's important that people understand they can be bailed in, but you don't want a huge run on the institution. But they're going to be. And it could be an early warning signal to the FDIC and the primary regulators when these things happen. And there may be some other prices, this is similar to what Jay was saying, in the market that you can tell whether people understand who's going to be protected, who isn't going to be protected. It would be, I think, an interesting study to look at the evolution of market prices in a situation like March of 2020, for example, and see whether people understood what might happen.
So we're coming to the end of this bubble. yeah. Max Kaiser. What will the establishment do versus what we should do?
Well, you know, bail-ins are something that have been talked about for a while, since Cyprus, the bail-in around the 2007, 2008 year, I believe, during that last crisis. But I think since then, we've had the central bank digital currency, or the CBDC, has really matured, and that becomes an option. And so where we're heading, I would look at what's happening in the UK right now, the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom is becoming a 360-degree panopticon surveillance state, including that will include a CBDC introduction. Every moment, there's just the number of cameras per square meter in the UK is incredibly high, could be the highest in the world. It's becoming really dystopian, nightmarish surveillance state in the UK. And I think that's where the globe is heading. I think that the UK is already kind of there. You know, they're on the leading edge of how the state is going to react to this financial nightmare as it unfolds. They're going to become the surveillance aspect will be pushed, I think, harder than the bail-in. So in other words, if your surveillance is good enough, then you'll just be rationed money. So when you will be rationed a certain number of dollars per week.
And
per month,
by the way, the UK is calling for lockdowns because of civil unrest. They're calling for arresting Elon Musk, everybody else. I have all the clips. You're absolutely right. They are going to full tyranny.
Yeah, and you know the what I've said on your show almost probably for 20 years is I mentioned the casino gulag, and then what I mean by that is that you're locked in your home, you're being surveyed 24/7, you have access to the internet, and the only way you can eat food for that day is to click on ads online, and you get a little protein pill or something, but you're in a gulag, you're in a digital gulag. And it's designed like a casino. So it's an artificial AI driven casino world, and that's how you exist in that world. And I think that we're seeing that play out in the UK right now. People
are
agree.
So how does that clash between the world waking up work with that?
Well, in the United States, we have the Second Amendment. And, you know, more every day, you know, the importance of that feature in the Constitution becomes more evident. You know, people say, oh, you know, this is coming to the U.S. And I'm like, well, the U.S. has a Second Amendment. So, you know, the U.S. will have a chance to make a stand. And I think that there's a growing awareness. And certainly Trump, not to paintbrush Trump with the brush of an insurrection, because of course that's a red line. You don't want to go over that after the J6 farce. But nevertheless, it says the founding fathers were pretty clear that the remedy for tyranny was to take back the government. I mean, if I'm quoting the Constitution, maybe that might be illegal.
And Jamie Raskin and all of them are saying they want civil war. That's their answer.
Well, you know, freedom's not free, Alex, you know, and when you have a group of entrenched monopolists who are looting, and looting has become the way of life, and looting has become accepted, then you have an economy that's destroyed, and therefore action must be taken accordingly. And it's not new. It's happened before. And I think that President Trump is someone who understands how to communicate
I agree. Stay there. Back with Max Kaiser straight ahead.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years. And the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew. Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the Bitcoin King, Max Keiser, is our guest. So, Max, you can make any points you want in the 30 minutes we have left. I appreciate you being here with us today from El Salvador. But big picture, we're at the end of a financial era. They want to bring in the central bank digital currencies. They're in total panic mode. Trump says he'll stop the central bank digital currencies. They're totally scared of Trump. They're obviously going to try again. How would you quantify where we are right now? And what are you personally thinking is going to happen?
I think we're at the bitter end, Alex Jones, and it's time to make a choice. My choice is to have an exit strategy and be in El Salvador, and I think that a lot of people should make that choice. Others are going to say, you know what, I'm going to stay and I'm going to fight, and that's a choice other people, you know, it's everyone's going to have to make their own choice. But we're at the end, and this is the time now to think about how you want to deal with this. The need to go to war is paramount. The bills have to be paid to the globalists, and so the wars are happening, the bankruptcies are happening, the hyperinflation is happening, and the vortex has opened up and it's swallowing all decency. And the only thing left are the money printers and the devils. So, you know, you have to plan accordingly. It's pretty obvious. I don't see, getting back to the assassination attempt, it was a shocking and blatant public attempt at a coup by assassinating by U.S. authorities, the deep state or whatever you want to call it, a sitting, you know, a former president who's running for re-election. So that should tell you, if that's not a wake-up call, then you are not going to make it. I'm 60, going to be 65 years old pretty soon. I've never, ever seen anything like this or would imagine that the U.S. would stage an assassination like that. I guess it's because there was never real any accountability for the JFK assassination. There was no accountability for the COVID hoax. There was no accountability for any of the things that have happened over the past few decades. Everyone got away with it. So they keep raising the bar, and now they have literally put everyone's life and livelihood at risk. They've put 330 million lives at risk by waving a red flag at Russia, Iran, China, by starting a proxy war in the Middle East. And, you know, these guys are out there. It's a horror movie. It's a horror movie unfolding before our eyes. So, you know, in the horror movie, there's always somebody who's like, you know, this doesn't look too good. And they get out, you know, like the Blair Witch Project or something. They leave. It's like, this doesn't look good. And for me, I'm like, you know, I'm happy to go to El Salvador and build a Bitcoin country. They made Bitcoin legal tender. The President Bukele is the sharpest, smartest leader in the world. He's carrying the torch of freedom. The Statue of Liberty is now a volcano in El Salvador. If you want to live in a country of economic freedom with a leader that is helping and responding to the people, move to El Salvador. And, you know, that's where America is now. America is now in El Salvador. It's no longer between the two oceans in Canada and Mexico. That landmass is now effectively been destroyed. It's not gone. So it's
no, time I agree to, with you. So what do you make of Kamala Harris not being able to talk? This new Tim Walz and all his bizarre statements about communism being good. I mean, how could they come up with bigger clowns? I mean, these people, like, if I was trying to find somebody this revolting, why is the power structure picking such revolting people?
It's easier to sell that, you know, it's marketing 101. You know, you buy the sizzle, not the steak, right? You are sold stuff that you shouldn't be buying all the time. If you knew the actual ingredients, if you know, you wouldn't be buying half the stuff you're buying, right? So if Kamala talks, if she does real interviews, et cetera, then people would not like what they hear. So they have to keep the illusion going that she's an unknown quantity, and that so people will project their insecurities onto her and say that she's going to help them change and become better persons. But it's a complete psyops. It's complete psychological warfare using the technology platforms. Thank God for Elon Musk. You know, Elon Musk cut through this nonsense and has provided a tunnel into the sanity. And,
well, that was, you know, my next question. So let's look at some of these headlines here.
Yeah.
They want him arrested in Brazil. They want him arrested in the EU. Now the UK. He's pointing out that Kamala Harris is a communist. What are they going to do with the wild card of Elon Musk?
Well, you know, God may be on our side. So between Elon and Trump and President Bukele and a few other people, maybe this is the story. The end of the story will be a shining moment of clarity, and we make it to the other side of this madness. But they obviously don't like to have any accountability whatsoever, and Elon Musk is forcing people to have some accountability. It was quite shocking to them because he took over Twitter, you know, in lightning speed. And then suddenly it becomes a free speech platform. And so this was put the
kibosh on. And now it's number one. Now it's totally exploded.
Yeah. And so it shows you what one man can do, you know, with a vision and the genius. I mean, he's without a doubt probably an engineering genius on the scale of a Leonardo da Vinci or a Michelangelo. You know,
deny he was a maverick before. They can't deny the stuff now.
Yeah, I mean, you just listen to him free associate engineering concepts on, like, the Rogan show. Like, you know, how would you build a tunnel between here and Mars or something? He'd be like, well, he can, like, put it in his brain and come up with an actual answer. And you think, oh, that couldn't possibly work. And then 2 weeks later, he's got the super mega rocket, you know, landing back on a small raft in the middle of the ocean. You're like, what? This guy is like the Da Vinci of our time. So if anyone is the timing of his appearance and what's happened with the bullet missing Trump, is all this divine intervention? Is it just God putting on the greatest show on earth? You know, maybe God loves to be entertained as well. Maybe he's just like, I'm going to bring it all the way down to the last possible second. And then we're going to, you know, flip pivot into the saving. And everyone's going
to totally
agree.
So let me ask you this. I hate to be macabre here, but what would have happened if they killed Trump? Look in your crystal ball. On the 13th of July, they'd have blown his head off. What would have happened?
Well, we would all be, in that shock, as we've already talked about it, they would rush through an enormous amount of legislation that would have put us under.
They would have blamed Iran, probably hit Iran.
Yeah, it doesn't mean when you're in shock like that, you know, people would listen to anything and anything. You know, you become very primal and feral. It's like, I just want to make sure I have something to eat. You know, you're not going to be looking for any explanations. You're like, you're scared to death, essentially. Everyone would be, I would be scared. I mean, I personally, you know, would have been scared to have that, actually witness that and understand that it was a freaking coup. And it would be frightening, you know, to me. And the banks would probably shut down and all these things would happen. And everything is very fragile in terms of the economy. It's all very highly leveraged. So any kind of tipping point would just kind of shut the economy down again. And they've already shown what happens when they do shut the economy down. And
that was a beta test. In fact, in England, they're calling for lockdowns, for the civil unrest. So that's a great point. Obviously, they're going to try to kill Trump again then. Do you agree with that? A, B, how do we stop that? Elon Musk, I told Elon Musk 2 months ago, I said, you better get more security. He responded back and said, I think you're right. I'm going to increase my security. I think Elon is as big a target, maybe bigger than Trump.
You know, Alex, this is, you know, this is one of those moments where it really does become biblical. Biblical, where you are asking yourself for God's help, because we humans have gotten ourselves into a real big mess here. You know, we've gotten over indebted. We've got atomic weapons. We've got a media that's in the service of psychopaths. We've got politicians that are clearly on the take of the worst elements of the globalist cabal, and they are conspiring to create a toxic stew that is nightmarish. And we must reach into within ourselves and just do what we can to pray. We really have to pray. And this is something that President Bukele talks about often. When Tucker asked him, how did you escape the gang warfare that was plaguing your country for decades? You were the most violent country in the world.
He said, we all got together in the cabinet and prayed.
We prayed. And he said, you know, we prayed and it worked. So, you know, maybe President Bukele looked to President Bukele as the leader of the free world. You know, what did he do? What is he doing? Well, he's praying. He's asking God. Maybe that is the answer. And I think it certainly worked in El Salvador. And historically, that's why we have the concept of God. You know, the concept of God is, you know, been around for a while. Occasionally, liberal societies turn their back on God, you know, and you have a different experience in different periods of time when it comes back to it. If you want another historical interesting precedent, it would be Weimar Republic in the 20s in Germany, when you had hyperinflation and the society went into a decadent bacchanal that was really disgusting, where sex and all kinds of things were just openly on the streets. I mean, if you look at the gay pride parade this year, and you had men, you know, fornicating on the streets in front of kids, right? That's a level of decadence that is
always a signpost of collapse. Why
it's a very signpost of collapse.
Why is it always a signpost?
Well, that was hyperinflation. So the hyperinflation, when you Money is a unit of exchange and a unit of value that represents the value of society in a lot of ways. And during hyperinflation, where an ounce of gold went from 1 to 1 Reichmark exchange rate to something like 1 trillion to 1, right? Values themselves in that society's crash. So these things that we would normally find abhorrent become normalized. And that's what we're seeing in the U.S. right now, is because of the inflation, because of the loss of values, the aberrant behavior that society would normally look down on is becoming normalized. And what happened in Germany in the 20s during that period? Well, there was a group of vigilantes on the street. Who were there to restore some order and bring back some values, you know, and they metastasized into the National Socialist Party, which then we gave us the World War II. So, you know, this is another possible outcome, is during this hyperinflation and inflationary period and utter complete loss of social standards, what will emerge from that? You know, a demagogue, an ideologue. This is the brush that they're going to try to paint Trump with. But of course, you know, he is probably the opposite of that.
I agree.
In that. But if you have so many people, I'll give you another interesting chart. You know, in economics, a lot of times you find inspiration in unusual places. So there's a chart of the growth of antidepressants taken in the United States. And, you know, it's just absolutely hyperbolic. You know, it's like antidepressants have become very, very prevalent in American society. And I think that's a big problem, because most people in the suburbs, they just pop pills all day and make believe this isn't happening. They're oblivious to it.
You're always on fire, but you are here right now with us. Max Keiser talking about the epicness. We have millions of people tuned in right now. Looking at the markets, they can't prop it up much longer. They're trying to create civil war. You got Jamie Raskin saying we're going to have a civil war. You got Democrats saying we're going to have martial law. That's insane. That's not going to work. So what are the time frames here? I mean, you can't put numbers on it or days on it, but you're sitting there in El Salvador watching this. What are the different signposts you see?
Well, this November election, it would be the ultimate kind of goal line that we're shooting for here. Either it works, either Trump wins, or you have, you know, I think it's well said by many, including Trump, what the alternative is. There is no alternative.
Economic collapse, World War III. I mean, and it's really going to happen. It's all set up. Why would the establishment want World War III? Because they're definitely pushing for it.
Well, look at the stock market. As I said a few moments ago, the defense contracting stocks are up big, right? There's huge money. And if you feel that you've created a fortress and that you're safe and your family is safe, then and you can go out there and stir up a war and profit handsomely from that war, you know, why you're going to do it, you know, because, you know, something I've mentioned before on your show is that really, in my view, in my opinion, as a 65-year-old American dude, I really trace it all back to 9/11. I think 9/11 is the day when the establishment in the United States, the elite, as they're called in the United States, the wealthy, decided to take as much as they possibly can and run for the hills. And they have gutted the economy, and they don't care if it collapses. They've got this, their 300-foot yachts out in the Mediterranean, their chateaus in Switzerland, and they're just looting wholesale for the last 24 years, and everything's been stolen. And, you know, in San Francisco, they say, oh, the looters can take up to $900 worth of goods and we won't prosecute them for looting. Well, that's because the laws that were passed to make that possible are from people who are looting billions of dollars, and they're putting those away very safely way offshore. And that's the mentality now in the U.S. The U.S., since 9/11, is a country that has no stewardship. There's nobody in charge, hasn't been in charge.
It's a runaway train. But don't the globalists feel danger getting rid of any checks and balances?
Well, again, another theme I talk about is the return of feudalism. So it's not about even having a high concentration of wealthy. It's about having lords and serfs. It's about having maybe 500 families on planet Earth with 99.999% of the wealth. And everyone else is essentially in the casino gulag. Everyone else is a serf. So they, you see, feudalism is a form of governance that was very popular if you're a monarch. And what happened during the plague years of the 1400s, they wiped out half the population of Europe. And then suddenly the elites, to get to work the land, they had to pay people. And that was the beginning of the merchant class or the middle class, which went on for the Renaissance, the Enlightenment, the American Revolution, and became the merchant king, which runs the world. You know, the Jeff Bezos is, or, you know, people who come up from, or Donald Trump, he was a kid in the Queens who became a billionaire, right? His dad was a developer. But I'm, you know, what I'm saying here is you have the Horatio Alger myth of America, of the bootstrap your way. That really flies in the face of what the feudal lords would prefer. They prefer to be the king. They want to be kings. So
they
the
want
fact
a monopoly.
That
they don't want any competition. So in closing, right. We got like 7 minutes left.
Yeah.
Bitcoin, the economy, what are you betting on? What, any other key points you wish you would have added after you leave?
Well, everything goes to zero against Bitcoin. And, you know, what do I mean by that? I mean that in terms of purchasing power. So your purchasing power of your dollar, obviously, is going to go down versus Bitcoin. But your purchasing power in terms of gold, property, fine art, your business, stocks, bonds, everything, the purchasing power of everything relative to Bitcoin is going to go down because it's only a $1.2 trillion asset in a world of $400 trillion worth of financial assets, financialized assets. So, and just like software ate the world during the 70s and 80s, and every company in the world became essentially a software company. You know, car companies are a software company. Airlines are a software company. All value will become priced in Bitcoin. Everything will be priced in Bitcoin, particularly energy. I would say the next big prediction, I'll make a prediction here, is that within 24 months, all the major global energy contracts will be priced in Bitcoin, not dollars. And that will be the end of the fiat money world as we know it officially and the beginning of the Bitcoin epoch.
What comes after Bitcoin standard?
Well, what comes after it is the demonetization of violence and the monetization of love. Not to get too freaking over the top crazy, Alex, but I really do liken it to like a Christ 2.0. It's a story about love, where if you cannot steal somebody's wealth through violence because Bitcoin is unconfiscatable, you can only approach people with the intention of fair trade. And that demonetizes violence. And the profound quality of this is what happened in El Salvador. They made Bitcoin legal tender. And within 3 months, the president put 70,000 gangsters in jail because Bitcoin makes you think differently. You know, you don't change Bitcoin. Bitcoin changes you. And this is what the world has on the other side of this fiat money collapse. If we get there, if we survive the next 24 months and the fiat money collapse, we will wake up as a global Bitcoin standard and a moment of Christ-like universal love, if we can get there. We got to get through the next 24 months. We got to get Trump in office. We have to defeat the global bankers. Hello?
I'm listening to you right now. It's just very profound to see this unfolding. What happens in the Ukraine war? What happens, do you think, with Israel and Iran right now?
Well, Ukraine, under Victoria Nuland, was a coup in 2014, and it was an invalidation of all the post-war treaties that were made with Russia, as they never said NATO would expand east. And of course, that was never kept and by NATO. And so they encroached essentially too close to Russia. You know, Russia, I believe we can put into this context, Russia and Iran are not part of the global banking system. Okay, they when you talk about the global derivatives market and the Ponzi scheme that is fiat money and how it's relating to the yen carry trade, two big exceptions would be Russia and Iran. So in my view, the reason why Russia and Iran are in conflict with everybody else is really a conflict between a hard money economy. Russia is the biggest commodity producers in the world with very little debt. And Iran is a huge energy producer, but theologically and whatever, they have a history. They're not part of the U.S. scheme. But nevertheless, so you have, that's where this war is. That's the demarcation of this war. It's about hard assets versus funny money, Wall Street assets. And so Russia, you know, it's like rock, paper, scissors, you know, that game, rock, paper, scissors. Well, it, you know, if you look at it like this, Russia has the is going to win. You know, hard assets always beat. In the end, hard assets will always win over paper assets, because paper assets can never, ever be more than substitutes for hard assets.
Sure. You know, so hard is assets. The arrogance of the globalist a put on, or they really think they're winning? Because you can clearly see they're losing.
I think they say never get high on your own supply, right? I mean, or like Tony Montana or somebody like that. The globalists are smelling their own flatulence, right? And they think it smells like Dior, Christian Dior, right? They're high on their own delusions. They've got a God complex. Again, God is not in the room because these globalists think they're God, right? So they have a God complex. They really believe that they're doing righteous things by undermining human values and human rights, and by imposing their dictatorial communist-like neo-feudal casino gulags.
Because they say we really have the power, we have a right to do it. But don't they see the whole world turning against them? All these attorney generals are going after BlackRock?
No, because they would position themselves as victims, of course. The dictators are always pushing the line that they are the victim, like Maduro. In Venezuela, right? He stole an election, and he's saying, I'm the victim. I'm suffering so much from all of you people questioning the fact that I'm such a fantastic leader. So he's like a tin pot dictator. He's a low rent dictator. Whereas someone like a Bill Gates is like a Maduro of technology. You know, he's a smoother digital dictator doing incredibly bad things, but he considers himself the victim. You know, he's the fact that he was on Epstein Island so many times, he's the victim. You know, it's not anything he did wrong. He didn't do any wrong.
We had Warren Buffett getting out of Bill Gates 3 months ago and Buffett dumping all that stock. We got Buffett running from Gates.
Well, I mean, okay, we're talking Apple versus Microsoft, which is a slightly different case, but clearly Buffett is raising cash. And, you know, Buffett said famously, well, he says a lot of famous things. One of the things he said was never sell America short, but apparently he is now selling America short. So he's had a
hold
big
on, do
change
five
of
more
heart.
Minutes. Max Kaiser, maxkaiser.com. 5 more minutes on the economy, on the stock market, on what just happened with Apple and his predictions. 5 more minutes with Max Kaiser. And then special guest host takes over. This is really important stuff. Max Kaiser is on fire. Be sure and follow him on Orange Pill on YouTube and Max Kaiser on X. You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a 2-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names, but they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our Nitric Boost is sold out. They have their Nitric Boost. They even let us use their name Nitric Boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action.
time. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.